The current Washington County Jail was built more than 10 years ago, and the sheriff says plenty has changed since then, which is why, he says, the county needs an expanded facility. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek has more as the Washington County Sheriff's Office draws up its proposal.
As the Washington County Sheriff's Office prepares to ask residents for funding to expand its jail, Sheriff Tim Helder says there are multiple factors at work.
Whenever they built this jail, a group did a study, and they projected aggressively what the growth in Washington and Benton County would be. We have outpaced that by 18%.
The current jail was built in the mid-2000s. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the population of Washington County in 2005 was about 184,000. In 2017, the population was nearing 232,000. And according to the Northwest Arkansas Council, some 30 people are moving to the Northwest Arkansas metro area each day. Helder says that growth is only part of the reason they'll need more room at the jail.
Because I think we can assume with growth, there's going to be a percentage of people that are ne'er-do-wells or they're going to commit criminal acts, and we've got to deal with them.
On top of that, Helder adds, the Springdale Police Department is planning to close its jail in late 2019 or mid-2020.
When they do that, I think they book in 7,000 or 8,000 people a year. All right. Now, agreed, majority are misdemeanors, so part of the projections are going to look like we've got to increase our book-in, our receiving area. And we probably need to expand our misdemeanor barracks.
Springdale Police Captain Derek Hudson says officers already take any felony offenders to the Washington County Jail, but they book all misdemeanor crimes into their own facility.
If we bring anybody in on a misdemeanor, so a misdemeanor shoplifting or a DWI offense or traffic tickets, any of that, that all goes through our court here in Springdale. And if it's a jailable offense, they stay in our jail. So just misdemeanors, and misdemeanors can only be held no more than a year.
Hudson says they have three long-term holding cells that can fit four people each. They also have a detox pod that can hold up to 10 people in the short term. But now the Springdale Police Department is getting a new building of its own after residents voted to pass a bond to fund a new municipal complex downtown. And Hudson says another jail is not in the plan.
The jail is an extremely high liability facility for us to maintain. But you're thinking if you hold someone up to a year, I mean, you still are required by the state to do everything that anyone else does as far as being able to facilitate any medical issues, medication, taking them to doctor's appointments, making sure that they have proper exercise, you know, showering facilities, food. I mean, I'm just naming a few off the top of my head, but there are dozens and dozens of things that we have to do to stay within state standards.
While they don't hold that many offenders, Hudson says eliminating the jail will mean more trips to South Fayetteville.
It's a bit of a drive for us to go down there for every single incident. So one of the things that we're hoping to do is with this new facility is just kind of have a booking and processing area. So if we bring somebody in on a minor warrant, DWI offense or something like that, we could bring them in, we could book them, we could process them, then release them to a family member or release them to a bondsman or something like that, so we didn't have to take everyone down there. But as far as holding anyone long-term, overnight, we want to get out of that business and leave that to the sheriff's office.
Hudson says the police department plans to train all of its jailers to become transport officers for when offenses do warrant a stay in jail.
I know you think of misdemeanors, and some people may think, well, it's just a shoplifter, but you know, it may be, still could be a violent crime. It could be domestic abuse. We bring somebody in for spousal abuse or whatever. We don't want to get in the business of just turning around and releasing those people right back out. So we're kind of waiting. We're in a holding pattern a little bit with what Washington County's doing for them to be able to transition, expand, and be able to take them and make that smooth.
Right now, the Springdale Police Department is about a year to a year and a half away from their new facility. But Sheriff Tim Helder says it will take longer than that to expand the Washington County Jail.
We're in crisis mode, and it's for two reasons. If Springdale wasn't to close, just the sheer growth and the projections are that we're going to need the space. But if Springdale closes like they say they're going to in the next year, year and a half, and we were to, whatever, pass a tax, find money to start construction, if we started it the first of the year, we're at least 2 years out from having a facility to move into.
For now, to manage overcrowding in the current 710-bed facility, Helder says they've been releasing people who normally wouldn't get out of jail if they meet certain criteria.
I think at the rate of about 200 people a month, we're booking in and getting them out as quick as we can. And that's without bond. That's working with the prosecutor and the courts to get them out.
Washington County is also getting ready to open a crisis stabilization unit. Helder says the 16-bed facility is going in the Judicial Annex building on North College Avenue and will likely be ready to open after the first of the year. Law enforcement officers in the region will be able to take people experiencing mental health crises to the new CSU facility instead of jail.
Now, aside from the actual building, we've been moving right along with our training, you know, getting deputies and officers within the catchment areas, the four-county area, trained. So everybody's kind of catching the vision, and I believe that we're gonna be ready.
Although Helder says it's unlikely the CSU will have a significant impact on the overcrowding problem, he anticipates diversions to the facility will cut down jail bookings by 1 or 2%.
But that's not really the point. If it helps us with our space needs, great. You know, but this is about helping people in crisis. This is about achieving treatment for people that really don't need to be in jail.
Helder says the CSU will also free up his deputies and jailers who are not as well equipped to deal with mental health patients as the professionals at Ozark Guidance who will be providing care at the new facility.
It requires a lot of manpower. It requires specific space needs, you know, a lot of hands-on attention for that one person who, based on this discussion, may not even need to be in here.
But Helder says plenty of others do. He points to statistics gathered by a consultant hired to study the overcrowding and expansion needs of the jail. According to their crime comparison, Helder says Washington County's rate of violent crimes is higher than both the regional, state, and national averages.
But in relation to that, our officers, our deputies are doing a great job of enforcing the law, and they're making more arrests. And I think that's the driving force that's causing us to grow at such a rate as far as our jail population. So I think that's important for people to know, is that our law enforcement are doing their job in keeping our area safe and making it a desirable place to live, while our crime rate outpaces that of the state.
Helder says the biggest responsibility of any county sheriff's office is running a jail that meets national standards. If the expansion doesn't happen, he says the sheriff's office will likely have to release more people per month. And it's possible that eventually a federal court will get involved if the overcrowding leads to safety concerns for both the inmates and the deputies.
Once you get into overcrowded situations, you got people sleeping on the floors, you know, vying for, you know, toilet time, shower time, time for visitation, talking on the phone, and all that kind of stuff, people get violent and they get impatient, and our employees end up getting in dangerous circumstances they wouldn't normally get in. And then here comes the federal court.
Based on aggressive growth projections for the next 10 to 15 years, Helder says the consultant proposed adding another 500-bed pod for higher-level offenders and a 100-bed minimum security pod for low-level crimes, which would bring the jail's capacity to about 1,300 beds.
The first step is to get buy-in from the quorum court, that they first of all recognize that what I'm telling them is the truth.
From there, the quorum court would have to vote to hold a special election. Helder says the last time the jail was expanded, the ballot called for a half-cent sales tax to construct the new facility. When the construction was paid for, half of that half-cent tax sunset, while the remaining quarter cent goes on indefinitely to fund jail administration and maintenance costs.
And what we found in the last 5-6 years was that the quarter cent was never enough to totally cover maintenance and operation of this facility. But it's what they thought they could get passed, and it worked, and we've made do. But now we're at that crossroads where we got to do something. So it'll look something like that.
And Helder says it will be up to the sheriff's office to educate residents about what's happening at the jail, even if it's not a place many of them think about.
I think it kind of tells us that the community we live in is healthy. You know, we've got great law enforcement representation, we've got great education, we've got great medical care. But part of that emergency services component that make an area a great area to live is, you got to have a jail, and you've got to have a place to put people that will not abide by the rules that society has set for them.
Helder says he's hoping the quorum court will vote on whether to hold a special election by the end of the year, and the special election would be held sometime in early 2019. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.